Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've listened to the show before, I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thank you. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 085 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on Sunday night, August 12, 2012, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So what was your week like? Mine flew by. Three students had first lessons, which was great. Each of them did very, very well. Bridget, Mike, and Scotty, those were the most difficult lessons you will have until you are wrestling with physically challenging things in the future. You all seemed to absorb and understand what I gave you to learn, digest, and practice. We'll know for sure this coming week when you have your second lessons. Did you suffer from Olympic fever? Has your temperature returned to normal yet? Most of my UK friends did not attend the actual games, but they're hoping to have a look at the venue sometime in the near future. I guess there's going to be some kind of tour or something of the stadium and venues and Olympic Village and everything. So all my Brit friends are into doing that, but nobody I know personally attended. They were tremendously expensive tickets. I don't know if you saw the exorbitant fees, and way out of reach of my musician friends and the friends who have to plan and save for their children's college educations or weddings, just couldn't conscience it. So if you're made of money and you went, let me know. Send me an email and tell me how you found London and how what games you attended and how you liked it. Don't forget that you can pre-order your copy of the CD and documentary Thank You Less. It's going to be outstanding and a snapshot of the great guitarists that admired the one and only Les Paul. Anya called to say she has returned safely from her long stint in Argentina as an exchange student. She had an absolutely wonderful, life-changing time. She also taught the youngest host family child some of the music that she plays, as I understand. The entire family plays guitar, so they were a perfect fit for her, and there was always a few guitars at her disposal. I'm going to see Anya for lunch next week sometime so we can catch up and not take up lesson time with all the Argentina stories. I'm looking forward to Anya. I can't wait to see you. Alas, Bridget's guitar is gone and in her happy embrace. But my guitars all are still sounding very sweet from my recently changed DRs. And maybe, just maybe, I might have a new guitar on its way, which will need new DRs. I can't believe I even said it out loud. Don't even ask about this. There is definitely a problem with all the eye candy one sees when one accompanies a student to purchase a guitar. Unless I'm doing so, I don't ordinarily go into guitar shops. Now I remember why. So during this week, the USB hub that I use with my iMac began giving me trouble. Great. I'd had it for, I don't know, maybe 6 years, so I guess some of the ports were burnt out or shot or going. It was just behaving very erratically, and I have so many devices connected to my computer that just wasn't going to do. So I replaced it. And in the process of climbing around under my desk and trying to wrangle all the wires on the desk and underneath the desk, I sort of wrenched my left shoulder and neck. And I'm not in misery, but I sure know that I did something to it. I forgot to take like a mild anti-inflammatory this morning, and I really should have. Maybe later. This week, there's one student in the student spotlight. There wasn't a fabulous question of the week, so I'm going to dispense with that segment just for this week. So if you're a first-time listener, ordinarily there's a question of the week that I answer. News is about a guitar that's designed with a woman in mind, And the Take Notes segment is about the coolest fretted-less electric basses you have ever seen or heard. After a very brief word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move on to the student spotlight. In the latest issue of Total Guitar, which is Europe's best-selling guitar magazine, issue 231, there's a brief review of Raptor Picks, and here's what it says. Raptor Picks, and then it's got a subtitle, Jurassic Pick. It has a 4-star rating, and this is what their comment was. Why buy one pick when you can have three? The first 2 points of the finely engineered Raptor pick play much like standard plectrums with varying degrees of attack and articulation. The third is best described as a fat, rounded hook, which when played gently, takes away a lot of your attack for a very smooth, jazz-like, clean sound. You can also employ the hook to pop your strings or hit out a wicked pinched harmonic. The pick plays very naturally and has the potential to introduce a whole range of new sounds to your playing. Great stuff. Thanks to Total Guitar for their unsolicited endorsement of Raptor R-Series picks. Why don't you experience what all the buzz is about and get the Raptor Edge for your playing? Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with a purchase of 4 or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. This week, Carrie is alone in the student spotlight. If you told her, she would say she couldn't be there, but in fact, she did excellently this week. Carrie is a type A total perfectionist, which is good for a musician, but she cannot understand that despite that there may have been some flaws in her playing, she played very, very well for her level of experience and compared to how she played in previous weeks. She's on vacation this week, so I don't think she'll hear this podcast, which is a good thing. Perfectionism, is it a good thing for a guitarist? Well, you know, it's the old answer to the old question, do you have trouble making up your mind? And the answer is yes and no. It can be a very good thing, and it can also be the thing that drives you to near delirious depression. You know, you have to be reasonable with your expectation of yourself, which is not to say to not aspire to perfection. And we all have these glimmers of playing perfectly, but I dare say you could name any guitarist who you think is just the most awesome and amazing player, and if you speak to them, they'll tell you they don't play perfectly other than in little tiny moments. You know, there may be some performance that they just hit out of the park. There may be just a moment in a performance where it's just perfect. Other times they're going to tell you no one else knows that they're not playing at the level they want to play or expressing themselves and saying exactly what they have on their mind musically. But when you're very accomplished, you can hide those things better than when you're I'm not going to call Carrie an absolute beginner because she plays a lot. She just doesn't really know what she's doing. So I'm trying to fill in the blanks for her. But anyway, perfectionism is great if you can temper it with reality and what's reasonable. So, Carrie, congratulations. I'm glad you probably aren't going to hear this because you'd take issue with it. I hope you're playing while you're away, and I'll see you in another week or so. Students, I hope you'll join Carrie or whoever's going to be in the spotlight next time. And because there's no question of the week, don't forget that if you have a question that you would like me to address on this podcast, you can email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note, no tutor in the email address. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. And that email address, once again, if you're just listening, it's all spelled traditionally, which is guitartechnique@gmail.com. So, with that said, let's move along to this week's news segment. This week, the news is about Luna Guitars. Don't know Luna Guitars? Well, you may not be the only one I'm addressing who doesn't know about them. When I was schmoozing with the sales peeps and playing an array of guitars while waiting for my student Mike to show up at the Guitar Center to purchase a guitar last weekend, one of the guitars I played was a Luna. The one I picked up was not an expensive guitar. Guitar Center's price was at about the $400 price point. And if you recall, I was looking at neck diameters before Mike showed up, thinking his broad fingers would be a problem when it turned out to be his massive chest and highly developed arms that gave us a fit. What struck me about this Luna guitar that I didn't choose for him but made a good mental note of was that the profile of the acoustic electric I took off the wall was extremely comfortable for me. I'm about 5'2 with an average to slight build. I can play full-size dreadnoughts and extra-wide-neck classical guitars without any problem, mainly because I've always driven myself to achieve whether I was comfortable or not. It didn't matter. I just had to do it, so I did it. Ordinarily, I guide my students who are built like me but unwilling or unable to cope with a large profile guitar toward an acoustic electric, and when they are available, which is not currently from Guitar Center, to one of the many acoustic electric Alvarez guitars. They are a tremendous amount of guitar quality for the price that you pay, which is not high. They're a great first guitar that isn't a throwaway. I don't believe in buying a guitar that after 6 months you need to replace, or a guitar that is just a guitar for being a guitar and you can't even tune. I'm not of that mentality. An Alvarez acoustic electric in the, you know, the lower range is a guitar that someone can play until such time as they are inclined to move to a, quote, seriously good guitar, and invest some serious bread when they do it. I mean, there's no reason you would have to bump up from that guitar unless you became quite a discerning player or needed to play venues where a more professional level guitar was necessary. Well, I don't know if I just didn't see a Luna guitar there before or if it's a newer addition at the Guitar Center. I guess the last time I was there was to assist the other Mike in buying his guitar. He wanted to invest serious coin from the outset and went home with the Taylor as his first guitar. Since I was in the high-end room with him on that visit, the Luna I played last week wouldn't have been there, and I surely wouldn't have seen it. The body and the neck are not off-size, but they're shaved down the slightest bit to accommodate a person of my size. And now I'm speaking about the Luna guitar again, or at least acoustic electric Lunas. It's totally balanced, and the sound is great for the price range, and the ones I have seen are visually works of art, so what's not to like? I'm now very glad that I have another brand that I can suggest to students who wrestle with a full-size, big-body guitar or who have small hands. Lunas would be great for petite tweens and teens, or anyone who just finds a larger-bodied size guitar or a larger neck guitar difficult. I want to reiterate that I'm not talking about a three-quarter size guitar here, just a profile tailored, sorry, Bob, to a smaller player, sort of like the feel of a parlor-sized guitar, but with a dreadnought or grand concert body shape. It's hard to describe. Here's a little bit about Luna Guitars directly from their website. here's the story of Luna Guitars. And they're telling you, meet Yvonne de Villiers, the accomplished stained glass artist who envisioned Luna Guitars. Yvonne's inspiration for a line of guitars designed to maximize playing comfort came from her mother, Cuban-born Hilda Villiers, an electric bass player for more than 40 years. Female bassists were particularly rare in the 60s, so for years Yvonne watched with pride as her pioneering mom performed with popular rock groups. As her mom's number one fan, Yvonne couldn't help but notice the physical struggle that Petite Hilda went through each time she'd strap on a heavy electric bass and take the stage to play the music she loved. There must be other musicians like her mother, Yvonne reasoned, players of all genders who'd welcome instruments uniquely tailored to fit their bodies, hands, musical styles, and personal tastes. It was with them in mind that Yvonne created Luna Guitars, a line of comfortable instruments made for musicians of all ages and beautifully crafted to engage minds and spirits along with talent. To really understand why Luna instruments are considered as art to many, you have to understand that Luna's lead designer is an artist. Yvonne's 25-year career in creating and producing award-winning architectural stained glass, she calls it sculpting light, allowed her to hone the skills needed to envision and bring to life the delicate inlaid designs and unique ornamentation that make Luna guitars so visually stunning. With the eye of a consummate artist, Yvonne applied the same passionate color palette and intricate eye for detail that graced her glasswork to her groundbreaking line of guitars, and Luna Guitars was birthed. Great-looking instruments, which sound good, appeal to both men and women, and are also affordable, represent a big part of who and what Luna is. But that's not all. Our personal communication with the guitar community, sense of family, emphasis on social responsibility, and the causes we support all speak to our passion to inspire the best in all of us. Hilda, now in her eighth decade, still teaches music, practices her bass, and plays the occasional gig, inspiring us all to this day. So you might want to check them out. I'm really glad I came across this line of guitars. As I said, it's not a high-end guitar, which is good for an entry-level instrument or an instrument for a younger first-time player. So I will definitely put links to Luna Guitars up. Now let's move along to this week's Take Note segment. My Take Note topic this week is for you bass guitarists out there, as well as guitarists. Do you know about Brown's Guitar Factory in Minnesota? Well, they have an ingenious, patented, fretted-less bass construction that offers players who aren't bold enough or skilled enough to jump into a legit fretless electric bass that is unlike the Ibanez one, on which just part of an entire neck is fretless but the rest is fretted. Brown's design is unique and offers a much more natural configuration for the creative bassist to transition between playing frets and fretlessly. I was blown away with its sound, and you know from my confession of a few months ago, I'm just flat out a sucker for low strings. Brown's Guitar Factory also make 6 and 7 string fretted-less guitars with a 25.5-inch scale length, solid or chambered bodies, in ergonomically carved shapes for what they call liquid playing feel. Ooh, doesn't that just make you want to melt? Listeners, you have to check this out. I'll include a link to Brown's Guitar Factory website, which, I have to say, functions like a kind of cheesy template website and is a little sparse of info and ease of navigation, but you'll have to get over it. And I'm going to link to a YouTube video of Johnny Brown performing a bass solo on the Brown Guitar Factory fretted-less bass crafted by Brown's Guitar Factory. It's gorgeous. This is a company you really need to keep your eye on, so check out my links. This is something quite extraordinary and unique. That wraps it up for this week's segments of Episode 085. Following a short word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Once in a great while, something comes along that's literally revolutionary. The Raptor R Series guitar pick is just such a creation. It affords its user a sublime quartet of sounds which can be summoned with a mere rotation of the brilliantly designed Raptor pick. Not only is it a beautifully executed, ingenious idea, but the first experience of playing with it is almost impossible to describe because it's so different from anything you've ever employed. Get past the unusual feel of the Raptor guitar pick, and the door to faster, cleaner, and more creative playing swings wide open. Your grip is sure, your attack will be silent, and your projection will be enhanced. Add to that the technology that enables the pick to glide over your strings rather than bluntly striking them, and the genuine Raptor R Series pick stands alone as an asset to every guitarist who uses one. Seasoned pro, this pick allows for more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate recreational guitarist, improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Rank beginner, prime your creativity right from the outset. Genuine Raptor R Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. Keep your guitars comfortable, not too dry, and definitely not too hot. Pre-order Thank You Less. It belongs in your collection. I've heard the tracks, and they're amazing. I'm going to be looking for my UPS guy all week until my new edition comes. I'm so bad, I can't even believe myself. Thanks to Total Guitar for the lovely review of Raptor Picks. All of us who play with them agree with you. Welcome home, Anya. Congrats to perfectionist Carrie. You did excellently, even if it was short of perfect. Luna Guitars offers a great profile for tweens, teens, and people who find most guitar profiles a challenge. Check out Brown's Guitar Factory online for the most incredibly designed electric basses and solid and chambered body guitars. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 085 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com. all spelled traditionally, which is GUITARTECHNIQUETUTOR.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please be sure to note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your questions for the Question of the Week segment. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I am definitely not a tweetaholic, but I do tweet to update anyone following me with my guitar-y exploits and retweet whatever I read that I think is interesting or that you need to know. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hillburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play guitar, perhaps we can work together. Whether you are a beginner guitarist, a gigging professional, or at any level in between, a genuine Raptor guitar pick will catapult your playing forward. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order yours today. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.